Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Following the Will Fellows. My name is Brody McCartan, and I'm your host. Today, I'm joined by Timothy McLendon. To start off, could our guests please give a quick introduction of themselves?
Hello, everyone. My name, as he said, is Timothy McLendon, and I am a senior Will Fellow. Been here since 2021. I'm double majoring in political science and English with a minor in history. I've been an ambassador to the Will Fellows for all 4 years, and I'm also the senior class president.
Congratulations. Those are some amazing accomplishments. I want to go back to you being an ambassador for Will Fellows and ask you a little bit about your time with the program. How exactly has it shaped your time here at Carolina, and what did you do with your funds?
Well, I'll start by saying I would not have most likely come to UNC were it not for being accepted in the Will Fellows. UNC was not my top choice, but then upon getting accepted into this program and invited to Honors Carolina through it, I was like, you know what, this school really wants me, and then that personal element that the Will Fellows program and Megan herself provides really convinced me to come. And then in my tenure here, I have been an ambassador, which means that not only do I afford a connection between my cohort and other cohorts, but also the new cohorts that come in. I'm the one that is helping to bridge the gap between them and help them make the choice to come to Carolina. In fact, Brody, I remember when we would have many conversations about you coming to join the Will Fellows program, so I'm very happy that you decided to come. I use my funds every summer, each year, and my freshman year, I did research here at Chapel Hill under a professor of English who specializes in the literature of law. So we did a lot of case reviews and that sort of thing. And I used my funds to pay for my rent and such. And then my next 2 summers were spent in DC working at 2 different nonprofits, the Center for Law and Social Policy and the Alliance for Justice. And my funds were used to pay for my lodging and such there. Through that program, I was also in a program called the Institute for Responsible Citizenship, wherein I was able to meet a lot of speakers and important figures, including Raphael Warnock, AOC, that sort of thing. Great time. So Will Fellows have really defined my time here at UNC.
I love to hear that. And those are some amazing accomplishments. You've obviously made the most out of your time here at UNC. And if you didn't bring it up, I was going to. He was talking about how, as an ambassador, he's responsible for talking to incoming Will Fellows, trying to convince them to come to the winning team, and I talked with him on the phone multiple times. One thing that I really connected with that we discussed pretty thoroughly was your interest in pre-law, and obviously how you've used the funds reflects that. I was very interested in pre-law coming into UNC as well, so we were able to bond over that.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask you a little bit about your plans after graduation. Are you still leaning in that direction, taking a different route? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, very glad you brought that up. My whole life, I think, has been defined by a passion for law and criminal justice as a whole. And so everything I've done thus far in college has been on that pathway, and that has not yet changed. I will not be going to law school immediately. I will be taking a gap year of a sorts. I still want to be doing something, giving back to the community. So I was accepted into the Carolina Advising Corps, so I'll be a college advisor at a local high school, helping to convince them and help them with post-grad plans, secondary education, workforce, military, that sort of thing.
Are you doing that in the area?
I am. I actually have been placed at a high school in Henderson, but I'm also talking to them to kind of get switched closer to the Durham Chapel Hill area. Either way, it's going to be fun. And then right now studying for the LSAT so that I will be able to apply for law school in the fall and then enter the following year.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you got a good plan for this gap year, and yes. I wish you the best of luck with LSAT, law school prep. I've heard about it. I know it's tough, but if anyone's got it, it's you.
Very kind.
Before we wrap this up, is there anything else you'd like to share about Will Fellows or just your experience at Carolina in general?
One thing I can say about Will Fellows is that it's no exaggeration to say it is a family. You come in with a whole group, a cohort of friends, friends that I have literally grown up with and matured with, friends that I have literally roomed with. I have 3 Will Fellows I have been roommates with over the course of my time here, friends that I have gone on trips with out of the country, that sort of thing. And that is something that is incredibly valuable and probably the biggest takeaway I have from this program. And UNC as a whole, Wolfellows obviously is a microcosm of that, but UNC as a whole, I've learned, is a Carolina community where we're basically one big family. And so being the senior class president, being able to be representative of my peers, of the people I've grown so close to over the past 4 years, has been truly remarkable. And I feel fortunate and blessed every day that I chose to come to this school.
I couldn't agree more. Everything you said about the people here, everything you said about Wolfellows, it really is like one big family, and I'm honored to have been welcomed into it. And again, thank you so much for talking with us, Timothy.
Of course.
Thank you guys for keeping up with the Wolfellows.
Excellent.